This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah consults Sudur Paschim lawmakers on regional development and political affairs. Nepal Eye Care Team restores vision for hundreds in Bangladesh. And seven dead as drone hits crowded Black Sea beach in southern Russia. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah convened a consultative meeting today morning with lawmakers representing Sudur Paschim province to discuss regional security, infrastructure development and contemporary political issues. The meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar forms part of Prime Minister Shah's ongoing series of province-wise consultations with federal parliamentarians. Discussions focused on intergovernment coordination, addressing regional development priorities in Sudur Paschim and managing prevailing political and security dynamics. Lawmakers in attendance included Tara Prasad Joshi, Khemraj Koirala, Hari Mohan Bhandari, Janak Singh Dhami, Gyanendra Mahata, Jagat Joshi, Komal Gyawali and K.P. Khanal. The Institute of Foreign Affairs, IFA, launched a diplomatic language training program for Nepal Foreign Service officers to enhance their linguistic skills, public diplomacy and international engagement capabilities. The program was inaugurated by Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal during an orientation session at the Sagarmatha Hall in Tripureshwar. Highlighting dialogue as the core foundation of diplomacy, Minister Khanal emphasized that learning foreign languages expands worldviews, facilitates direct idea exchange and plays a vital role in communicating Nepal's narrative globally. IFA Executive Director Rojina Tamrakar noted that language proficiency strengthens cultural understanding, builds diplomatic trust and projects Nepal's soft power abroad. The Chinese language training will be conducted in partnership with the Confucius Institute at Driven University, while French language instruction will be supported by Alliance Française de Kathmandu. Training in Arabic is set to begin within 2 weeks. Attending the launch, Chinese Ambassador Chang Maoming highlighted the diplomatic value of the initiative, stating that the language bridges hearts and brings nations closer. He added that the Confucius Institute's support will empower young Nepali diplomats with stronger language proficiency and deeper insight into China. A 13-member medical team from Biratnagar Eye Hospital, operated under the Nepal Netra Jyoti Sangh, provided free eye care to over 1,300 patients and performed 136 successful cataract surgeries during the first 2 days of a medical camp in Thakurgaon, Bangladesh. The 5-day initiative, running from 2nd of August to the 6th, aims to treat approximately 3,000 citizens in partnership with Thakurgaon Diabetic Samiti. The camp was inaugurated by Bangladeshi Minister Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir alongside Pratik Karki, who is the Deputy Chief of Mission at the Embassy of Nepal in Dhaka. At the event, the Nepal Netra Jyoti Sangh President Professor Dr. Chetraj Panta advocated for streamlined visa procedures and direct air routes between Biratnagar and Saidpur to boost regional health tourism. Karki noted that affordable high-quality eye care from Nepali institutions continues to strengthen cross-border health diplomacy and people-to-people ties. The program aligns with the Netra Jyoti Sangh's 4-decade mission of extending specialized eye care across South Asia and beyond. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has called for united action across European Union member states to reinforce external border security following a major border crisis in the Spanish enclave of Ceuta. In an official letter to the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, von der Leyen praised Madrid's swift handling of the chaotic influx, noting that coordinated efforts successfully contained the situation and prevented onward movement into mainland Europe. However, she emphasized that the event underscores an urgent need to strengthen critical border points through enhanced monitoring and physical barriers where necessary. Spanish authorities estimated that approximately 69,500 migrants have now been returned to Morocco, exceeding initial expectations. The crossing attempt resulted in several casualties, with the official death toll reaching 72 on the Spanish side of the border and 11 on the Moroccan side. The events in Ceuta have strained diplomatic relations within the 27-nation bloc, leading Italy to temporarily suspend its Schengen open border agreement with Spain. European Union interior ministers are scheduled to hold emergency virtual talk on Tuesday to address the fallout and evaluate collective border security measures. At least 7 people, including 3 children, were killed and 40 others injured after a drone crashed onto a crowded beach in the Black Sea Resort village of Arquipo Osipoca on Sunday. Footage verified by international news agencies shows the drone rapidly descending toward a cliffside before crashing directly onto the shoreline into a fireball as beachgoers looked on. Local tourists, many in the water or sunbathing, had no time to flee before the explosion occurred. The governor, Vinieman Kondratev, condemned the strike as a deliberate Ukrainian attack against civilians. Regional emergency officials confirmed that 21 people were hospitalized, with several in serious condition, while 19 others received outpatient treatment. While Kyiv has not officially commented on the strike, military analysts and witness accounts indicate that air defense gunfire or electronic jamming may have caused the drone to lose control and veer onto the shoreline. Moscow's foreign ministry strongly condemned the incident, characterizing the strike as an act of state-sponsored terrorism. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Balinder Shah consults Sudur Paschim lawmakers on regional development and political affairs. Nepali eye care team restores vision for hundreds in Bangladesh. And 7 dead as drone hits crowded Black Sea beach in southern Russia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.